Welcome everyone to our 57th episode of our LinkedIn Live and Instagram Live and Facebook Live. We're just live. And this time we're going to be celebrating, talking about diving into the topic of creativity and where to find yours. I am partnered here today with Purnima Thakre, who is creativity epitomized. Not only does she have the arts side of her brain, but she also has the business side of her brain. So as you probably know, that she was and will always be a successful architect, but also a painter, also a dancer, also the leader of a women's movement, also the co-lead of an innovation strategy firm, also a great chef, also. So it's wonderful to be able to speak about creativity with someone who lives and breathes it every moment of the day. And we have a few questions we prepared for you to talk about. We want to hear from you. So that goes for you, Eduardo, you, Ula, and all the other people out there in different parts of the world. I think we have someone in South Africa that said hello. We have someone in Maine, someone in Detroit. Where else are you from? Okay, someone in India. That's great. Really late there. So yeah, we want to hear from you. We're very glad you're here. And with that, we're going to start, and I'm going to ask a few questions. And this one right here, this creative genius next to me, is going to answer these questions and blow your mind. So I want to warn you before you listen any further, put your hand over your head. So if your mind is blown, you will not be hurt. You ready? Let's do this. So the first question that I have for her co-host, Purnima, is, did you learn how to be creative, or was it something you were born with?
First of all, thank you for putting me in bracket of creative people. I love that. Thank you for calling me creative. But no, like most people, I wasn't born with creativity. Very few people in this world are, really few people. So I wasn't born with creativity, but, when I was a kid, obviously, like most parents, my mom did encourage creativity. So she, because I was little good at drawing, she did, have a drawing tutor and, have a dance tutor and stuff like that. However, I don't think that really made me a creative person. What made me a creative person is mainly I was always an outsider. So even in Mumbai, in micro communities of Mumbai, or in my school, or even in, later in college and everywhere else, I was an outsider. So I was always trying to belong. And in that process of belonging, I was trying to learn the ways of doing things in someone else's way than I was taught by my family. And obviously, you can't completely do things in someone else's way. So what happened is in process of doing things in their way, combined with the things that I was doing things in my way, I landed up doing things in a third way. And that was a newer way of doing things. And, that became a habit. That became a habit. And continuation of these doing things differently became thinking differently. And then that thinking differently made, I think that was the process of me being a creative person.
So we have a question from one of our accountants, actually. He asked, how can people in non-traditionally creative roles use creativity in their work lives? I think this was from Tom, our accountant.
So first of all, Tom, although you are an accountant, I do believe that your job is not everything. Your job doesn't define you. It is part of you. Each one of us are multifaceted people, and we are so much more than just our job. So obviously, creativity in your job is just a part of it, but creativity is for you as a complete person. Now, going back to Tom's question, if you are an accountant and like where can you use creativity in your job is, you know, like if you need to imagine, you need to make your client understand your financial statements and your accounting and everything in a way that they understand. You will need to think of different ways because most of us, most of the people who are non-accountants don't understand accounting statements. So that's where you can use your creativity, Tom, in understanding where you, how can you make your customers and your clients understand your financial statements. Then obviously, you know, you want to grow up in your career. You want to, you know, explore other options or how can you use your accounting skills in other industries and other verticals? You can do that. Then you want to collaborate better with your teammates. You can use your creativity for that. All these problems need a lot of creativity to think of them differently and give solutions that never, that don't exist.
So we've established that creativity is a very good thing, and then it's not limited to typically creative people. But how does creativity come to you? Do you have to just sit there and wait for inspiration, or how do you find it?
That would be fun, right? You just sit there. No, you can't do like that. Unfortunately, creativity or that creativity inspiration doesn't come to you. You have to find it. Obviously, you can take help from, you know, listening to LinkedIn Live like this or Facebook Live like this. Or jokes aside, what you can do is you can get out of your comfort zone. You can do things you can put yourself in a situations that you're not used to, circumstances that you're not used to, places that you're not used to. You can put yourself closer to people that you're not used to. So doing things differently in different places and completely different way is the way to find that inspiration. And the basic of it is that get out of your comfort zone, try to do things differently, try to make friends who you would have never thought of your friends, try to do things, just newer things, newer foods, newer stuff.
Great. So as we continue with this discussion, if there's an idea that you have or a comment that you want to make or just simply saying hi, go ahead and leave a comment now and we'll come back to it at the end, but we'll make sure to get back to your comment 100%. So the next question that we have is, you know, specifically for you, which is where in your career is an example of creativity? Can you give us an example of that?
You could ask me when was the last time I used my creativity. So it's like, I use creativity in everything and all the time, everything that I do. It's almost like without creativity, I would be jobless, unhappy, and hungry. So if my whole career is based on creativity. You know, we work with organizations, businesses, brands, people. We help them solve their problems. And the world that we live in, the continuously changing world and such a crowded world, competitive world that we live in, if we are not able to use newer ways of solving problems, newer ways of thinking about problems, we can't survive. And that's precisely what I do for a living. So every day in and day out, that's all I do is use my creativity to solve problems, help my clients grow and succeed.
So if you're using it every single day, is it Is it boring? Is there something about it that surprises you? I mean, what about creativity do you think would be surprising to us?
First of all, knowing that everyone has it, like everyone has a creative potential. Then knowing then that creativity has very little to do, you know, if you think of creativity in terms of paintings and sculptures, you are really limiting yourself. That's like the smallest part of creativity. So just making people, and usually people don't intuitively get that. They think when somebody says creative person, they think that this is a person, you know, must be a poet or writer, or it's there. You can be creative and use creativity for just having a better life, a better career, and being, you know, a happier person.
So, I mean, that's a wonderful use of creativity. The very last question that we'll ask you before we go to other people's questions are, in terms of how you enhance creativity, you know, what actions would you recommend to actively kind of cultivate and enhance more creativity?
I'm going to answer that question, but I just realized I wanted to say something else about the last question, which is, if you look at the need pyramid, we usually think that the creativity rise on the top, that once your all the basic needs are fulfilled, only then you think about the stuff like creativity. And that is what I find most surprising about creativity, because you can use it to solve problems like hunger, shelter, survival, like smallest thing. Like if you want to figure out logistics related to this vaccine we are waiting for, it would be, you know, if people are creative enough in their thinking about logistics, we would all be getting it faster. So things like that, like creativity is related to survival, the basic needs. It's not just about the top of the pyramid, but it's also about the bottom of the pyramid.
Now we know it's so important, how can we get more of it? How do we enhance our creativity?
I did mention this in one of the previous things, which is diversify. Diversify your thinking, diversify your way of living, diversify your friends. So if you are friends with your kind of people, certain kind of people, try to make friends with people who apparently have nothing in common with. Try to eat foods that you have never eaten, cuisines you have never eaten. Try to use ingredients that you have never tried before. Try to use recipes you never tried before. Music, anything, like pick up anything under the sun and try to do it in a way that you have never done it before. And I can challenge you that you will learn to do that same thing in a completely innovative way that no one has done before. And this will rewire your brain. You know, doing these kinds of things again and again, over and over, will rewire your brain and will help you think differently about things and give you wider perspective to think about things even more differently.
Great. So thank you for saying that. If you are listening now, watching now, please just drop a little comment down below so we can hear it and respond to you. We have a great comment there by, looks like by Eduardo, actually. And Eduardo asks, are there specific times of the day where you feel more creative?
Do you?
Yes.
Tell me about that. You can answer this one then.
Usually the time when I'm supposed to wind down and relax and get to sleep is usually the time when my mind is most active. And so I have to manage two different forces. One is a desire to end the day and be healthy and have a kind of a great mind-body connection and chill out. And the other is a desire to play and create and feeling very energized and intellectually, you know, fertile. And so I need to balance those specific moments. But I'll tell you, it's truly towards the end of my day or when I'm very exhausted when that shows up. And then I've learned to develop creativity in other times, but mostly it's around certain people who have a particular type of energy that I can feed off of that brings that creativity out in me, and I hopefully bring it out in them. Thanks for the question. Any other questions before we conclude? Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, doesn't matter. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm so glad we could do it, you know, the faster one. Like this one is our shortest.
Tom asks, how can you be creative with cuisine? I'm eating the same stuff every day. It's boring me. And I'm wondering how you manage to be creative at work and then create amazing culinary inspirations. How do you do that? Thank you, Tom.
That's a really good question. Thank you for asking that. And I just do it by trying new things, which is, you know, the best thing that I do for this is I have subscribed to every now and then I subscribe to a new meal kit. And in the meal kit, I try to order stuff that I have never ordered before. And they just keep on. So they send me ingredients that I have never tried before. They send me recipes that I have never tried before. So even within the framework of staying doing things as told, I still end up trying new cuisine and new foods and ingredients. And that's so much fun. And then it just gives me even more ideas to cook. And then I cook even better food than that.
That's great. Well, Eduardo asks, he's tired of sitting, he's tired of standing. What else can he do?
It is, he is not asking that. Eduardo is saying, what are your thoughts on having a thinking chair or couch? I really do believe one is creativity has no bounds, so the place shouldn't really matter. But I do believe that, you know, if you have one particular place that makes you feel in a certain way, you can use it for that purpose. Like you can make places in your home or in your office, which are like, this is my creativity couch. This is my functional couch. This is my focus couch and focus chair or whatever, you know, things like that. And the way you name things makes a difference. So if you make something as your creativity couch, you would enjoy it more and you would become creative.
That's very good. So I love that question, Eduardo. Thank you so much for asking. If anyone else has any questions, please feel free to ask. Otherwise, we will call it a day and see you in our next LinkedIn Live.
Yeah, and you can let us know what topics would you like to hear about. And we are happy to talk about it. If you have any questions, any suggestions, keep sending those to us. And we would love to reply to you.
So it was great seeing everybody. We loved your comments. We loved what you had to say. And we will see you very soon.